the team pretty focused on that, on their own jobs, or is it beginning to be a factor with regard to how they prepare?
I don't think so, Nick. I mean, I know there's a lot of attention on Mike Vick, and that's difficult for a young man to have that much scrutiny constantly. But that's what he signed up for, and that's, you know, that's what we're all, you know, we try to just tell Mike too that listen, hey, it's not all on your shoulders. We have playmakers on our football team, and we all have to perform. We all have to kick it through the pipes. You know, we have to catch the football. We have to do all the things. We have to execute so we can help you be Mike Vick. And we haven't been doing it. As a team, we haven't been doing it. And I never point fingers at one particular player because it's a team sport, and there's always things that we can all do to get, you know, to better the team. And so Mike Vick is an outstanding football player, but he needs help from his teammates. And right now we're not getting that.
We talk about that with Jake Plummer, that you can criticize his performance, but he doesn't have the talent around him that he does. Brett Favre doesn't have the talent around him that he does, at least if you have, of course, an offensive line that gives you time to throw. And what people are saying, whether it's our friend Ron Jaworski, who was on last week, or whether it's Marv Levy, or whether it's Len Dawson, is can you get to that second read? It looks as if, without getting too technical, that Michael's not getting to that second and third read, that because the sense is that he's getting pressure too much on him, he's pulling down and running this year more than ever.
I don't know about that, you know, Nick. It's I'm not smart enough to know what he's thinking, and I know his progressions, you know, he has those, and if he's a little antsy back there to run, I mean, we got to shore up the protection better. I mean, they're you know, we're not a big offensive line. I mean, we run that zone running that Al runs, and it comes from Denver, and so our offensive line is not a huge offensive line. Mike's not a 6'5 quarterback either. I mean, he's about, you know, 6'6", 6'1" maybe. So he's not like a Peyton Manning who can stay in the pocket and see over the D line either. So he's forced sometimes to scramble outside the pocket, I think, to make some plays. But we just have to make plays. I mean, that's what we have to do, Nick, and that's what we're going to aim to do the rest of the way.